This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Minister of State for PMO, Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that year 2024 has been an important year for the Indian space sector. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Singh said the first day of the year began with launch of ExpoSat, then Aditya L1 mission was inserted in its targeted halo orbit. The country celebrated its maiden National Space Day in August, and yesterday, SpadeX mission was launched by ISRO. He said that in between, so many trials have happened for the Gaganyaan, which is in the pipeline. Dr. Singh said the trials are almost now through and the dress rehearsal with a female robot will happen sometime next year. He said the launch of the SpadeX mission is one of the first experiments undertaken by India as far as the docking technology is concerned. Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, successfully launched the Space Docking Experiment, SpadeX, mission last night. ISRO's PSLV C-60 rocket lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. It successfully deployed two satellites, STX-01, the Chaser, and STX-02, the Target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Japanese Foreign Affairs Minister Takeshi Iwaya and USA Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said, what started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. The statement mentioned that four countries contributed over 40,000 emergency responders and other partners across the Indo-Pacific region to support millions of people affected by tsunami. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the government is extending all possible help in the matter of the death sentence declared by the Yemen government to Nimisha Priya, who is an Indian nurse and living in Yemen. In response to media queries regarding this case, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government is aware of the Yemen incident. He added the ministry understands that the family of Ms. Priya is exploring relevant options. As per media reports, Ms. Priya is from Kerala and convicted of murder in Yemen. Political war has intensified in Delhi ahead of assembly polls as BJP has put out posters targeting the Aam Aadmi Party government. The posters displayed outside the Delhi BJP office accused AAP of corruption and misgovernance in the city. The BJP also slammed the ruling party in Delhi on the issues of air pollution, alleged poor health facilities, water problem and other matters. BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia tagged the AAP after the National Human Rights Commission directed social media platform X to remove a post by AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal and Chief Minister Atishi, which featured children participating in political campaigns. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Bhatia alleged that the AAP leaders are using children for their politics. Congress is also continuously raising fingers on the issue of governance of AAP in Delhi. Briefing the media in New Delhi, senior party leader Sandeep Dixit hit out at the AAP over its promise of cleaning the river Yamuna. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh alleged that the BJP only opposes welfare schemes announced by the Delhi government as it has questioned the Mahila Samman Yojana, free travel for women in buses, free electricity and water earlier. The people across the country are all set to welcome the new year 2025. On the eve of New Year, the streets in New Delhi NCR have been lit up and party places along with hotels and restaurants in several parts of the city are preparing for a huge rush. Police are putting an extra vigil to make it safe for the people of the city. Special arrangements have been made in major markets including CCTV cameras. The exit gates of Rajiv Chowk metro station will be closed at 9 p.m. today. However, entry of passengers will be allowed until the last train departs from the station. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation informed that QR tickets with the destination to Rajiv Chowk Metro Station will not be issued. And that is the end of this news bulletin.